Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, you are listening to The Queen's Lair. This is a podcast and radio show that is run by me, Renee Lowe. I am the CEO of Onyx Queen Media. We are a small boutique branding and event planning firm, and we are also the curators of Blackberry Naturals. And those are networking events for natural entrepreneurs in the business. Welcome back. We are on season 5. We took a little bit of a break. We took a few weeks. I think it was a 3-week break that we took to kind of get some stuff done for the fall. We're definitely gearing up for our holiday season. I cannot believe it is November 1st already. Thanksgiving is going to be around the corner. Next thing you know, it'll be Christmas. Next thing you know, it'll be New Year. It's really, we got a whole lot going on. We've got this election to get through. Yeah, there's a whole lot of things happening. So this is season 5, episode 1. And the name of this podcast is called The Definition of Branding and Marketing. So what is branding? What is marketing? This is a question that I get pretty often. I probably get this question a few times a week. Excuse me. People often, what is branding? Do I need a brand manager? Do I need a marketing person? You know, do I need a promo guy? You know, what is it that I need to really move my business, you know, to the quote-unquote, as they say, next level? Well, first of all, let's find the definition of these two things. The first thing, overall, branding is who you are. Okay, marketing is the awareness that you bring to your brand. So who are you? Branding is, you know, it's comprised of the different strategies and things that you do to build your actual business, to build whatever product or service that you're bringing to the public. And then marketing, that encompasses all of the different ways that you bring the product to the market. So branding is what the product is, what the product is about, what the service is about, whatever it is that you're bringing to the table, and then marketing is how you bring those products to the people. So what avenues do you take to market your products? Do you buy ads on television? Do you buy ads in newspapers and magazines? Do you use something like one of the things that I use for my business is my podcast. My podcast gets a lot of listens. So this is a way that I can put my business out there, another way that I can help people and put my business out there and let people know what services it is that I bring to the table. Okay, so again, branding is who you are. Marketing is the awareness that you bring to that who you are. So that thing, that product, whatever it is. And you can be a person who has a fashion business. You're a person that can be a chef. You may actually have a physical product. Maybe there's a sauce that you make, whatever it is. That is your branding. How do people identify with you as a business? Oh, that's the person who has XYZ spices. Oh, that's the person who makes XYZ handbags. Okay? And then your marketing piece is how do you let people know what it is you have going on? You may have an amazing brand, an amazing product, but if nobody knows about it, then what good is it doing for you? You know, is your marketing working for you? Okay, so here are some of the key things that you should be asking yourself when you are setting up your branding. You're setting up branding is who you are, and it's also an action word as well. So do you have a mission statement? That is one of the things. What's your mission for your brand? If you make handbags, my mission is to make the average, you know, lady on the street feel amazing when she carries this bag around. You know what I mean? Maybe you make custom things. So I want to be able to, you know, do couture bags. Whatever the case may be, you got to start asking yourselves those questions. Ask yourself, what are the main principles that you stand on for your brand? What are the things, you know, my grandmother used to say, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So what are those core things that you want people to know about your brand, the things that you, you know, deem as important, you know? Another thing about brands, what makes you different? You know, I think the word unique is very overused, but that is something that you need to come to the table with. What makes you different? What makes you stand out? You know, what is going to make you stand out? What makes Burger King different than McDonald's? What makes Coca-Cola different from RC Cola? There's got to be something that stands out about you that's going to separate you from the competition. You know, there's a whole lot of chefs out here. I work a lot with chefs. There's a whole lot of chefs out here who cook amazing and phenomenal food. But what makes your stuff different? It can't just be the food. You've got to give a total experience, you know. So these are the things that you need to start asking yourself. You know, if you wanted customers to describe your company, how would people describe your company? How would your customers or your clients or however you refer to them, how would they describe your company? Have them ask them, if you currently have a set of clients, ask them how would they describe your company in like 3 words. You know, these are some of the things you want to think about with your branding. Now, as far as marketing is concerned, like I said, marketing is the vehicle of how you put your brand out to the public. So this could be advertising. Google, we all know that Google has different advertising mediums and platforms. Google, there's Google AdSense. You know, if you're on YouTube, you can have, you know, YouTube videos, and they can have overlays of commercials and things like that. So these are the things that you want to make sure that you are bringing to the table. One of the things that I do for my clients is when I am bringing things to the table for them, or I want them to even bring their stuff to the table, is television. Think about television. Think about radio. Think about doing social media campaigns. That's something I'm working with a client right now, where we're doing social media campaigns to get the word out, just like how we're in the middle of an election and you have to go out on the campaign trail. It's the same thing on social media. A social media campaign just means that you're putting out bits and pieces of information about your business and what you have going on and the products that you have available. So really think about that. Think about how you are bringing your product to the masses. How am I posting? Am I posting 2 and 3 things at a time? Am I posting once a day? Am I posting twice a day? Some people think that you need to post 10 times a day. You don't. You can actually post once or twice a day at the most strategic times. Look at your insights. If you're on Instagram, you can easily look at your insights and you can see when your audience is online. Don't Google when's the best time to post on Instagram, when's the best time to post on Twitter. It's different for everybody. You know, if you are an international, you know, let's say celebrity, you may have a big following in Australia. If you have a big following in Australia, posting at 9 o'clock at night on the East Coast, you know, posting at 9 o'clock at night on the East Coast is not really going to do you any good, because in Australia, it's going to be wee hours of the morning, you know, so you have to think about that when you are doing and putting out your marketing plan. So social media marketing is very huge. You've got mobile marketing. Mobile marketing means that text messaging. So, you know, sometimes you see where people will say, respond yes if you want to continue getting these messages. Mobile marketing is pretty big. Television marketing is huge. We all know this because we see commercials every day for different products. Radio is still up there. You know, so just make sure that when you are doing your marketing plan that you get a solid person who understands how to market you and where you should be, because you could have a great marketing plan, but then you're marketing to the wrong audience, complete wrong audience. Depending on who you are and what you do, and I can speak for chefs because, you know, I'm going to speak about what I know. My chefs are always on television. They're always on morning television because that is a major audience for them, are the people who are stay-at-home parents. And I got to throw dads in there too because we do have stay-at-home dads. But, of course, the majority of people who are home in that 9 to noon hour are going to be women who are home with their young children, or they have sent their children to school. They may be stay-at-home moms. Okay, they may have their own businesses that they work from home. That is their audience. So when they go on television and preparing different dishes, that is their core audience of who they're speaking to. Okay? So just to recap again, your brand is who you are. Branding your brand means figuring out who you are, figuring out your narrative, and owning it. You know, and then marketing is the vehicle and the different ways that you bring your brand to the masses, okay? I'm going to end right here. You know, I don't like to make these things very long. Again, welcome to season 5. This is episode 1, and it is branding versus marketing. What is the difference? I'm glad that you guys are back. I'm happy to be back. We've got a lot of events coming up. One event that we do have coming up this Saturday, which is going to be in the historic district of Norcross, Georgia, is our 2nd year anniversary for Blackberry Naturals. So we're going to have a nice, intimate group of boss ladies. We're going to get together. We're going to enjoy some great island food. We're actually going to a really, really nice Cuban restaurant. And we're going to have a good time talking and sharing and, you know, just talking about our businesses and sharing the services and things that that we do as entrepreneurs. So definitely looking forward to that this Saturday. So those ladies who already snagged their tickets, you know, you're definitely going to have a great time. We've got amazing swag bags that have full-size beauty products in them. I definitely am looking forward to, I always look forward to see the ladies' faces when they can't believe that they got all these goodies in their swag bags. So I always look forward to that. But we're going to have a great time. So I'm definitely looking forward to meeting everybody and, you know, going to this restaurant and, you know, really just having a good fellowship with other entrepreneurs. Again, if you want to get in touch with us, you can email us. Email us at info@onyxqueenmedia.com. That's info@onyxqueenmedia.com. You can find us on the web. You can Google us, basically. Just check for Onyx Queen Media anywhere. We'll be Onyx Queen Media on Facebook. We will be Onyx Queen Media on Twitter. We are Onyx Queen Media on Instagram. And if you want to follow Blackberry Naturals on Instagram, you can as well. We're growing our family over there. So just search for Blackberry, as in the fruit, and the word naturals all together. Blackberry Naturals, all together, one word, as one word, and then you'll definitely find us on social media that way as well. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Season 5, Episode 1, and we will talk to you next week. Bye, everybody.